from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
It's a bad running joke, Bob.
Brian Broaddus, live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, here to give us all of his takes. He's here to take over Below the Belt. It is a Love of the Star takeover here on Below the Belt, reacting to the Cowboys' devastating 13-12 loss at the hands of Stetson Bennett and the Los Angeles Rams. Brian, watching that final drive, watching them in control most of the game and then lose it on the final drive, did that feel pretty close to watching November football for you with this team?
You know me, I hate to lose.
Yes.
So absolutely, yes. It's amazing that Stetson Bennett tried to throw like 6 interceptions yesterday and still win that game. So, yeah, it's in the preseason, man, you know, they keep scores, so you want to win. I know guys don't really feel that way, but I was always kind of bummed out when we didn't win.
First off, I'd like to thank you for being the hardest working man at the Fan. That pains me to say, but it's true. Thank you for this segment. But more importantly, I want to pick a fight with you for my first time back.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sure.
I was listening to you and Sham in the post, and you guys were talking about, I feel like you were talking about the quality of the preseason games. Like, these are always good games, or these are always entertaining games. Did I hear that correctly? Because yesterday, like the majority of preseason football to me, felt pretty unwatchable.
I watched the game differently than you do.
Oh, woo!
I know, you know, you asked a question. I do it because I watch the game differently. And again, I used to care about the result. I really did.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to watch specific positions, players, not so much the scheme. It's not the entertainment value to me. I'm more interested in the one-on-one matchups.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in how did this guy perform. I mean, you watch him at practice. And, you know, for example, you know, I'm sitting there watching Carson play yesterday. You know, I've been watching him in practice, been talking about him, you know, hey, this kid can play this, that, and the other. Six targets, 6 receptions. You know, why? Why was that?
Yeah.
You know, when you go back and watch the game, I've been up since 5 this morning waiting on this game film to hit my box. And so, you know, I'm interested in how these players carry it over to from a practice setting to a game. Do they take the coaching? How do they play? Do they play technique? Does their technique fall apart? You know, these are the kinds of things. I was interested in Guyton. You know, Guyton had 12 pass blocking snaps, didn't give up a pressure, was one-on-one 75% of the time in that football game yesterday.
Wow.
You know, where on the other end of it, though, if you look at a guy like Cooper Beebe, he had 39 pass block chances, give up 3 pressures and a sack. Okay. Were these some of the things that we saw at practice that carry over to the game, the first opportunities that these guys have? So that I understand the fan aspect of being bored, but when you are responsible for talking about it, you kind of watch it in a different way. So that's That's why my answer. My answer was not trying to be a smartass.
No, no, I'm busting balls, and you're right. You're absolutely right. That's why we rely on you, and I'm not doing a weekly segment on your show.
Yeah, you're gonna. What's that?
That's why I'm not doing a daily segment on your show to break this down. I can't do it. You can.
No, but I understand. I mean, because if anybody follows you on Twitter, you're the ultimate I'm not entertained guy, or I am entertained guy.
Yeah.
No, seriously, am I right about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm like, well, okay, well, then this is not worth watching for me because Sean is not entertained today, you know. So, I think there's with Brad and I, and you know, I know just watching it a different way. That's kind of where we're at, I think.
So earlier in the show, I said I have Xavier Woods gave me Oxnard anxiety because we sit out there and we go to every practice and everything. And Xavier
anxiety
years ago. He's making every pick, and he's like, that's why we didn't need Earl Thomas. And then, you know, it didn't translate to the regular season. And I was worried about that with Trey Lance a little bit. I was like, we're out here. We're talking about Trey Lance overthrowing everyone, and Bobby's getting his digs in, and now he's going to come out here and light this up. I felt like, and I think we all feel like, Trey Lance yesterday was basically what we saw in Oxnard. Do you agree?
No, I do agree. And, you know, there's – you know, since you guys, you know, moved on and went back to Dallas, there's been some days where he's actually been pretty good. The things that I always worried about Trey Lance, and sometimes they happen to him in practice still, is that when you start to talk about holding the football, you know, the fourth down play, you know, that's why I wanted to watch the tape, because I wanted to see, was there anybody open on these fourth down throws that he had to make? You know, was it really his fault on the overthrow in the corner of the end zone? You know, was it, should he have got the ball out quicker? Yeah, and they're probably, you know, just from the TV copy or the first glance, you're thinking, man, he's got to make that throw. And I've seen him make the throw, you know, here, you know, recently. So, you know, it's something they've practiced, and he didn't execute it well. And I'm like, well, that's a missed opportunity right there. But when Trey Lance gets in trouble, the ball, he did not do his receivers any favors yesterday. The ball placement wasn't good. But, you know, his receivers did a nice job of, you know, going up and making some catches. A couple of them got whacked pretty good for, you know, getting extended and, you know, defensive backs getting to take a shot. But, yeah, you know, what you see with Trey Lance, the mobility aspect of it, what you also see is there's times where he's wildly inaccurate throwing the football. And, you know, that's something that they're probably going to have to work through for sure.
Brought us that fourth and one towards near the end zone, the incomplete pass you were just talking about, the fade. Is that a play that in the regular season they may just have him like, you know, hey, let's do something else, just get the first down. And they wanted to see him make that throw in that spot.
Yeah, they've practiced that play, Chop. You know, they do a lot of tight red zone stuff, and where he's had problems is there's been issues where he's either let the clock run out when they're in a 2-minute situation, or he's taken too much time and they had 6 seconds left and he used all 6 seconds instead of trying to get the ball out and, you know, make a play and then maybe have another play. You know, and then he's thrown an interception down there too. Didn't see the defensive back one time, threw it right in his chest. Happened to him actually a couple of different times. So yeah, that might be about a little bit of like, okay, yeah, we could run this football and probably get a first down and keep things going. But, you know, instead they try kind of a really, you know, a play that's doesn't have a very high percentage, and for a guy that, you know, has struggled at times with his accuracy.
Brian Broaddus joining us here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brian, so we talked about intrigue and entertainment and things like that. So when you watch that game yesterday, there's still moments where maybe you catch it. Like when I see DeMarvian Overshown make the play on that opening drive, that excites me. Like in a sure. quick moment, that makes me go, all right, look, there it is. It's clicking. He's trusting the knee, it looks like. What did you see yesterday? Was there anything you saw yesterday from anybody that you went, there it is. Okay, that excites me. That makes me believe in what I've seen in Oxnard is being verified on the football field at game speed.
Yeah, I you know, we mentioned this, the opportunity that, you know, even Tyler Guyton being under the weather, you know, and since you guys have left, he really hasn't practiced at all. And so I was thinking, like, okay, he had such a nice...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Blue and white scrimmage, you know, in the one-on-one stuff and things like that, I was thinking like, okay, can this guy carry that over? Can that guy be able, you know, not involved with the scrimmage out here, you know, on Thursday. So you're kind of getting your first real action of the guy, you know, in game situations. And I was pretty impressed by what he was able to do. You know, I think that you look at with Jalen Cropper and the way that he was able to play, because he's been really, really good on the practice field. And all of a sudden he gets 6 targets, 4 catches. And now he's off and running that way. So, you know, there's some guys that have been able to kind of carry that over from stuff you've seen on the practice field and make these plays. And those were a couple of guys that it kind of jumped out to me.
I think everyone's defensive player of the game, I was listening to Wolchuk discuss it in the post, was Marquise Bell. A guy that you said, look, when you're out there at practice living it in California, you're not noticing a ton. And then the games happen.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing with Bell. And you know, we need to figure this out, because he was a dime safety last year. And, I mean, dime 6 defensive backs on the field. He was that guy that was a down linebacker. And there was a lot of questions if this guy could really, really cover. How could he play? You know, was he able to play on the back end? Could he play on one of the hashes? Could he be put himself in position to make plays? There are a lot of times out here that you really, really don't notice him. I've seen a couple of different times where he has, you know, shown up as a blitzer, but that's been kind of a guy, they're in a 2-deep look. He walks down, and now he's on the rush. You know, that's where you kind of notice him. It hasn't been, oh, wow, he's knocking down balls. He's putting himself in position to make interceptions. Hell, he could have had 2 interceptions yesterday the way that he was playing. I mean, that first drive, Stetson Bennett tried to throw him one down the middle of the field in the end zone, and he couldn't come up with the ball. But, you know, it's a good sign when he's putting himself in position to make plays in the passing game, because we know he's got the physicality. We know he will tackle. Those types of things will take care of themselves. Can he cover? And he showed yesterday that he at least can do that task.
Brian, Mozzie Smith, I know you've talked about, has had better practices since we left Oxnard. That he's been a little better, had a good joint practice with the Rams. I thought he was pretty solid, especially the first drive or two yesterday. What did you see out of Mozzie?
Yeah, had 20 snaps from what I gathered, and had 3 tackles. Didn't have any run stuffs, which is something you kind of want to, you know, when you want to talk about defensive tackles. Does he, you know, is he going to play square? Is he going to make a play? Is he going to hold things up? You know, didn't have any pressures. Of course, the guy that actually played pretty good of the defensive tackles, when I kind of watched it with the television, so I noticed with Justin Rogers much more. And, you know, he played a lot more run defensive snaps. He, you know, with a couple of tackles, he did have a pressure and he did have a run stuff. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that, you know, you're looking for in your defensive tackles. You know, him, Davis, and all those guys. It was just going to be a matter of like, okay, and still got to sit down and really evaluate, you know, when this film hits my box here, hopefully in the next hour or so. But, you know, you could kind of get an idea of, like, when I was watching the TV copy of it, that, okay, this guy's not getting driven back. This guy's not getting turned. I'm not seeing the 5 and the 8 on his jersey when he gets turned. You know, he's not getting washed or hooked or reached. You know, those were some positive things that I was able to see from him yesterday.
Do you think that the Udoga injury impacts left tackle starter versus Cleveland? Does this open up the door for Guyton?
I think that, you know, to me, the one thing that Mike Solari, the line coach, I mean, he was not going to let us start you know, Cooper Beebe. He just wasn't. It was Brock Hoffman all the way. I think that the Cowboys are more open. Now, Adogan, I know this drives people nuts because I'm one of these guys that's like, just play Guyton. But yeah, Adogan, the problem with Adogan is there's times where he's practiced really well. And you're like going, okay, I see it. They're going to keep playing him. They're going to keep playing him. But now, you know, he went from, you know, the low back problem to back tightness. Now something's wrong with his toe. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be one of those things where probably there were Guyton. They're going to watch the tape or probably already watched the tape. And they've saw the pass sets and the blocking, the run blocking coming off the ball that the way he did. And they're like, okay, yeah, this kid needs to play more. And he'll probably take this job for week one.
You're an absolute beast. Missed you at Fanbowl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
The great Brian Broaddus from Oxnard, California. Oxnard. Our final pedal to the metal Olympic recap. Final answers. Were the Olympics better than you anticipated? And is she a man or a woman? Final
go
hour.
Right there.
I'm back. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.